Zedlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning, this is Matilda and Lola with your 10 a.m. Zedlines. In local news, Shadow Health Minister Mark Bailey has called on the Crisafulli State Government to buy the Toowong Private Hospital after its announcement of closure. With no potential buyers, state government have been urged to step in to claim this vital health infrastructure, with Mark Bailey telling ABC Radio any responsible government should be dealing with the situation by purchasing the hospital, claiming that they are just watching the disaster unfold. It is now on state government to make their decision on a, quote, logical situation.
Changes to the Brisbane bus network will take place on the 30th of June, the biggest change in two decades. The highlight of the new network is the introduction of the two Brisbane metro routes in and out of the city every 5 minutes during peak hour and weekends. The newest electric metro bus was announced back in 2016, but was delayed until this year due to cost implications, complications. The update into the public transport system will see services being cut, added, rerouted, renamed, or split in half. Overall, a massive improvement to accessibility and convenience. In national news, millions of Australians may have already missed out on compensation after being sold dud insurance schemes, sold with their home loans, car loans, or credit cards. Revealed in the Banking Royal Commissions, the four big banks have been paying out as little as 11 cents on the dollar, re-rendering financial products effectively junk insurance. The looming deadline of June 30th could mean millions of Australians will miss out on refunds from this financial misconduct. Known as consumer credit insurance, these add-on insurance products were routinely bundled with credit cards, personal loans, and home loans. In many cases, customers did not understand what they were paying for and often were not even eligible to claim. Some were signed up without consent.
The well-known Current Affairs ABC program Q&A has decided to pull the plug after nearly two decades on air. The show was scheduled to return in August, but ABC management has decided to discontinue after 17 seasons. As a popular show for mediated debates, Q&A has experienced controversial on-air clashes between audience members, panel guests, and hosts. With the reasoning not yet public, many watchers of the show are left scratching their heads.
In international news, US condemns Australia's joint sanctions on Israeli ministers. US Secretary of State Marco Rubio has condemned Australia's sanctions against two far-right Israeli government ministers. Foreign Minister Penny Wong announced on Wednesday morning Australia would join New Zealand, Canada, Norway and the United Kingdom in sanctioning Itamar Ben-Gurion and Bezalel Smotrich. Prime Minister Anthony Albanese says that aggressive diplomacy from the two Israeli ministers sanctioned overnight by Australia was a serious impediment to a two-state solution. We've continued to engage with the Israeli government. Israeli government does need to uphold its obligations under international law, he says. This is still live. More updates, more developments to come.
For your weather today, Brisbane is sunny with no rain expected. It is currently 15 degrees in Brisbane with an expected maximum of 19. The fire danger is moderate and the UV index is predicted to reach 3, which is in the moderate band. That's all for your news for 10 a.m. We'll be back at 11 a.m. with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook and Twitter or head to 4ZZZ.org.au.